Jessyn with you this morning. Now, the Scone Charity Rodeo is on this weekend, and one of the cowboys is going to be making an appearance is originally from the Hunter Valley, but if you watched the Amazing Race Australia this year, you would have also seen him on the Amazing Race. It's Brendan Crawley, and he joins me this morning. Brendan, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Now, originally a Hunter Valley boy, where do you find yourself these days?
From the Hunter Valley originally. I'm based down in Yass at the moment.
Oh, nice. A bit of away from home.
Yeah, look, just a little 5-hour drive.
Yeah. Now, you in the rodeo world, you do bareback riding, and you're currently at the top of the leaderboard, if you will, in Australia. That's amazing.
Thank you.
What made you want to get into the bareback riding side of things?
To be honest, I never wanted to ride them. My cousin kind of kept calling me a girl and a sook and a bit of peer pressure there. I got on and, yeah, I loved it. It was great.
Yeah. For the novice who, like myself, for instance, is bareback riding, is it quite technically challenging? Like, it seems like it would be harder than a lot of the other things that you could do in rodeoing.
Yeah, look, it's probably one of the most physically demanding ones you could do in all of the events there, but you get used to it.
Mm, I can imagine. Have you had any situations in the bareback side of things, like any nasty falls or moments where you've gone, oh, no?
Yeah, I've had my fair share of wrecks. I had a horse jump over and like flip backwards on top of me and landed on my stomach. That didn't tickle.
No. And you were saying before you were doing bareback, before we jumped on air this morning, you as a kid, obviously, like a lot of guys do, you get into the steers, but then you were doing bull riding for a while.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so kind of worked my way up and got to the bulls and had way too many wrecks, so I decided to take a different path there.
I was going to say different path, something safer. How would you even put that?
Yeah, well, I don't. At least the horses don't chase you, so.
Well, this is a very good point. Now, you were very busy last year because you were on the Amazing Race. Tell us about that.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, travelling around Australia in your own backyard, it was not more. You couldn't ask for much more.
Yeah, and you did it with Jackson. The Amazing Race is something, you know, if someone came to me and said, do you want to go on the Amazing Race? I'd say, well, no, because I'll probably have to eat something gross. I'll have to jump from some ridiculous height and do stuff I really don't want to do out of my comfort zone. Were there things that you did on the show that you hesitated against that you thought you would never, ever do?
First episode at the bloody cane toads. Me and frogs, we don't get along. I don't plan on getting back in no pen with no frogs, that's for sure.
Oh, no, that just sounds gross, to be honest.
Yeah, it does.
And I must admit, I didn't watch a lot of the show, but I did see a couple of episodes. Was there one where you had to eat a whole lot of oysters? Was that you guys?
Yeah, so oysters apparently... We don't get along with oysters. So.
No oysters, no frogs.
That's a touchy subject.
For anyone who didn't know, one of the challenges was you had to eat some ridiculous number like 100 oysters, which seems unfathomable.
Yeah, not wrong. I polished down one and, one was enough for me.
Yeah, yuck.
Yeah.
This weekend, you're going to be at the Scone Charity Rodeo, which is one of the best in the Hunter Valley for sure, probably the state. Are you hoping to win this one?
100%. I mean, I love the rodeo there at Scone. It's always great. It's always good atmosphere. We've got great horses, great bulls coming. I've got a really good horse, so I've been wanting to draw it for a long time, so I'm very excited.
That's awesome. So which horse have you drawn?
Harlem Shuffle with the Gill Brothers.
Okay, fantastic. Now, it's going to be an awesome weekend at the Scone Charity Rodeo. The juniors are, of course, on tonight. It is free entry tonight. You can go in and see a couple of hours of the kids doing their thing. And, of course, tomorrow the Scone Charity Rodeo kicks off at midday with action for a couple of hours then, a meet and greet. And you're going to be a part of that?
Yeah, both Justin and myself will be a part of it. I think we're going to get down in the arena and we're going to take our equipment down there and show a bit of everyone what we do and what it's like on our side of the fence.
Oh, fantastic. And then, of course, all of the action in the arena tomorrow night. So make sure you head on down to the Scone Charity Rodeo. Brendan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll catch up with you at the rodeo.
Thanks for having me, mate.